My advice, what is your advice to sisters who feel lonely, bored and depressed? Get married. Get married to a man who will remove you from your loneliness, who will remove you from your boredom. Get married, my sisters. Also, if you are feeling down and sad, then that happens to any human being. Who is there who will not feel sad? Prophet ﷺ was sad when Abu Talib died. He was sad when Khadija died. He was sad when his son died. Tears were shed from his eyes. Depression is that a person goes beyond the point of sadness to the extent that they don't even know why they're sad. They don't know. They have no reason to be sad and depressed, but they become sad and depressed. Now, it could be clinical, of course. There could be a medical reason or a clinical condition that underlies the depression. In which case, you have to look at the underlying reasons. Is there a deficiency? Is there some nutritional deficiency or some vitamin deficiency? Or some mineral deficiency? Something that is lacking in you that is causing you to feel lethargic and tired, which in turn leads you to become sad and depressed. So those underlying reasons need to be looked at. Or it is because you are distant from understanding your religion. Sometimes a person becomes sad because of some event that has taken place in their life. Someone has died. So they go overboard in their grief, which the Prophet ﷺ forbade, because they haven't truly understood the doctrine of pre-decree and qadr and qada. They haven't understood what it means to be satisfied with the decree of Allah and to be pleased with the decree of Allah, which is the highest level of iman in qadr. Because a person can say, this is from the qadr of Allah, but I am sad and I grieve because of the affliction that comes about through the qadr. Like a child of yours that dies, or a parent that dies, or a sibling that dies, or a close friend or a spouse that dies. Of course we feel grief, but then the grief extends beyond what it should. That you do things that you shouldn't be doing. That you become depressed and you hide away. And every time for months and months later, you're still the same. You stop working. You stop eating. And all types of other things. You don't visit your parents. You don't take care of the children. So you enter into a state of mourning that is beyond that which is normal. So a person, that he recognizes this is a decree of Allah, but they go too far in terms of their grief and their sorrow. Then there is a person who is better than that. That they become satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know it is from Allah, but they find it hard. Then there is the one who has the highest level of iman in qadr, in the decree of Allah. That he is pleased with the decree of Allah. Because he knows that this is the ordainment of Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that everything of the affair of the believer, it is good. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. That all of the affair of the believer, all of it is good. And this is not except for the believer. Because only the believer will say that. Everything that happens to me, it is good. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This is only for the one strong of iman. Everything that happens, he sees it as good. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرُ. So if something of good befalls him, he is grateful to Allah. And that is good for him. وَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And that is good for him. And if he is afflicted by a hardship or a calamity, sabr. Sabara. He is patient with that. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And that is good for him. Because the believer, this is how he is. If it is good, he is grateful. If it is hard, he is patient. Because all of the affair of the believer is good. So do good deeds, my sister. Busy yourself with ilm. Busy yourself with righteous deeds. Busy yourself with the recitation of the Quran. Busy yourself with your family. Busy yourself with your children. Busy yourself with the duty of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove us from grief and sadness and depression. Because it is not a good state to be in. Anyone who is depressed, it is not a good place to be in. When you hear the stories of what people go through and the sadness that they go through, and they can't explain it, and they cry, and they feel a weightiness upon their hearts, they are trying to look for a solution. So be in the company of the righteous, my sister. Be in the company of people who raise your optimism. Speak to you about righteous deeds, that righteous deeds lead to Jannah. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomsoever traverses a path in pursuit of knowledge, then Allah makes easy for him the path to Jannah. So seek knowledge, my sister. Sit in the durus. Invite people to your home. Smile around them. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that do not look down upon any form of good. Do not look down upon it. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِقٍ. Even if it is just smiling in the face of your brother. Smile at your sister. Smile at your brother. Even if you are feeling sad in your heart, smile. May Allah put happiness in your hearts. Because you desire to put happiness in the hearts of others. This is how the Salafi should be with the Salafi. This is how the person of Sunnah should be with all of the people. Show them the goodness that you have and what you learned from the Sunnah. So our sister doesn't feel depressed. So our brother doesn't feel depressed. Because sometimes living in this country, you can feel like that. You can feel sadness. When you see that the laws and the rules that they are passing that is restricting and constricting our families and the Muslims. But we are happy, barakallahu feekum, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the believers. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the sadiqeen and with the sabireen. We are patient and we shall remain truthful and we shall remain steadfast bidhinillahi ta'ala. So be happy, my sister. You have nothing to be sad for. You are a Muslim. You are a person of sunnah, inshallah. You are upon Salafiyya. What you got to be sad for? Allah guided you to Islam. Allah guided you to the sunnah. Allah guided you to the saved sect. And the aqeedah of the saved sect and its manhaj and its people. What have you got to be sad about? Be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a treasure, my sister. You have nothing to be sad about.